Family Archives. This is the story of Champagne Collared Picard, written by Lisa Parati Brown for The Wine Palette. Champagne Collared Picard represents the convergence of two historic Champagne families and two of the region's defining terroirs. Founded in 1996 by husband and wife team Olivier Collard and Caroline Picard, the estate bridges the Vallée de la Marne and the Côte des Blancs, bringing together the generosity of Pinot-based vineyards with the precision and minerality of great Chardonnay sites. Though relatively young as a brand, the domain's roots extend across generations of Champagne viticulture. Today, Collard Picard has emerged as a notable grower-producer, whose champagnes reflect both heritage and evolution. Wines defined by vineyard expression, long aging, and a distinctive cellar philosophy. The story begins with the union of two wine-growing lineages. Olivier Collard's family cultivated vineyards in the Vallée de la Marne, where Pinot Meunier thrives, while Caroline Picard's family farmed Chardonnay vineyards in the Côte des Blancs. "My family is from the Marne. My wife is from the Côte des Blancs," Olivier Collard explains. "After our wedding in 1996, we started our label." The young couple began modestly. "We began with 2.5 rented hectares, using my parents' cellars," Collard recalls. From those humble beginnings, they gradually built the estate into a significant grower domain. Today, Collard Picard farms roughly 16 hectares divided into more than 50 individual parcels across Champagne. "We have 16 hectares, separated into 52 plots, mainly Chardonnay and Pinot Meunier, with a little Pinot Noir," Collard says. The vineyards span two key regions. Pinot Meunier parcels lie primarily in the Vallée de la Marne, in villages such as Villers-sous-Châtillon, Reuil, and Binson et Orquigny, while Chardonnay comes from some of Champagne's most prized Grand Cru villages in the Côte des Blancs, including Le Mesnil-sur-Auger and Auger. Pinot Noir, meanwhile, is sourced from Vertus, a premier Cru village in the Côte des Blancs. All of the fruit is estate-grown, reinforcing the house's identity as a true récoltant manipulant, a grower who produces champagne exclusively from their own vineyards. "We are récoltant manipulant, and we're proud to be growers," Collard emphasizes. Olivier Collard's grandfather, René Collard, played a formative role in shaping the family's philosophy. In 1943, René began producing champagne under his own name and gained recognition for championing single-varietal Pinot Meunier wines, long before the grape experienced its modern resurgence among grower-producers. "My grandfather was the first to produce a 100% Pinot Meunier," Olivier Collard notes. René Collard was also ahead of his time in several vineyard and cellar practices. He farmed without herbicides or pesticides, fermented wines in large wooden vessels rather than small barrels, blocked malolactic fermentation to preserve freshness, and aged his champagnes for extended periods to demonstrate Meunier's capacity for longevity. Many of these ideas continue to influence the Collard Picard approach today. As the young winery grew, the Collards gradually invested in infrastructure to support their ambitions. "We built new cellar facilities, completed in 2006, Collard explains. Another milestone came 5 years later, when the estate acquired a property in Épernay. "In 2011, we bought a property on the Avenue de Champagne in Épernay, where we now have a tasting room. That brought us great exposure," Collard says. The timing proved fortuitous. In 2015, the Avenue de Champagne was included in the UNESCO World Heritage listing for the Champagne hillsides, houses, and cellars. "Tourism in Épernay is now huge, around 500,000 visitors per year," Collard notes. Today, the estate produces roughly 10 cuvées, with several additional wines currently under development. "We have about 10 cuvées and have just created 5 more," he says. Across the estate, vineyard management emphasizes environmental responsibility and careful adaptation to changing climatic conditions. "We use no herbicides or pesticides, but we are not certified organic," Collard explains. climate change has already altered the rhythm of the vineyard year. With global warming, the season starts earlier and ends earlier, he says. We prune late and keep more canopy to protect the grapes. The resulting vineyard composition today is roughly 50% Pinot Meunier, 34% Chardonnay, and 16% Pinot Noir. In the cellar, Collard Picard follows a number of techniques inherited from earlier generations, but refined with modern equipment and precision. The winery uses Coquard presses with low-pressure extraction and an 8,000-kilogram capacity, allowing careful handling of fruit from individual vineyard parcels. We avoid oxidation of the juice, Collard explains. The house also divides the first pressing to capture only the most refined portion of the cuvée. We divide the first pressing into two parts, the beginning and the end of the cuvée, and we use only the beginning, he says. After pressing, the must is settled at cool temperatures before fermentation. We keep the wine at 12 degrees Celsius and do deborbage before fermentation, Collard notes. Fermentations occur with native yeasts in large oak foudres, vessels that allow gentle oxygen exchange while preserving the purity of the wine. Fermentation is purposefully slow, Collard says. One of the estate's defining technical choices is the complete absence of malolactic fermentation. All wines are made without malolactic fermentation, he explains. Because Meunier naturally carries lower acidity than Chardonnay, this decision helps preserve the wine's structural tension and freshness. Lees aging also plays a central role. We always leave the wines on lees. Lees are reductive and help fight oxidation, Collard says. The champagnes themselves are aged exclusively in large foudres rather than small barrels. The small barrels are only for still wine, Coteau Champenois. Our champagnes are aged only in large foudres, he explains. Complexity in the non-vintage wines is built through an extensive library of reserve wines. The perpetual reserve includes 17 harvests blended together. It started in 2008 and is kept in foudre, Collard says. A second reserve system, a Solera, begun in 2007, is reserved for exceptional bottlings. We use it only for exceptional wines, a blend of our wow wines, he explains. In 2025, the estate bottled this Solera wine for the first time. We expect it to spend 10 years in bottle, Collard says. Aging philosophy extends to the second fermentation as well. Increasingly, the estate prefers cork closures rather than crown caps during long lees aging. The crown cap is too hermetic, and we find we get better results under cork, Collard explains. When you use corks, disgorging must be done by hand. For wines aged more than 5 years on the lees, cork has become the preferred method. The wines of Collard Picard reflect the interplay of the estate's two terroirs and grape traditions. Pinot Meunier from the Marne Valley provides breadth and mid-palate richness, while Chardonnay from the Côte des Blancs contributes chalky minerality and tension. The absence of malolactic fermentation preserves acidity and clarity of fruit expression, while long lees aging deepens texture and complexity. Dosage levels are judicious. Our maximum dosage is 4 grams per liter, Collard notes, explaining that the dosage is made using concentrated grape juice to keep the sugar source neutral. The result is a range of champagnes that balance structural precision with layered richness. Wines that aim to combine power from the Pinots with the elegance of Chardonnay. Even as the estate builds on tradition, experimentation continues. Beginning in 2024, the winery introduced amphora fermentation to explore new expressions of terroir. We started using amphorae in 2024. They are less oxidative than our barrels, Collard explains. The amphora project will produce several new wines from the 2025 vintage. We will make single vintage, single variety wines in them for a very pure expression of place. The future of the domain is also becoming increasingly intergenerational. In 2024, the couple's son, Alexandre, joined the estate after studying viticulture and gaining international experience in wine management and marketing. His arrival marks the sixth generation of wine growers connected to the Collard and Picard families, a continuation of a story that began with two families and two terroirs, now evolving into the next chapter of Champagne-Collard-Picard.